So then I ended up getting Danger Mouse, which was so much fun. And our lease ended at the end of last year, but he was incredible. And I took him to just so many prelim events, and it was so much fun to learn from him and to ride him.
Cool.
And so grateful to Caroline for letting me have that opportunity because she loved him so much.
Welcome to the Major League Eventing Podcast, the show for eventing fans by eventing fans.
And as usual, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Cowboy Magic. Thank you so much, Cowboy Magic. Karen, what do we have this week?
This week, we have the Cowboy Magic Concentrated Rosewater Conditioner. It is a new innovation in the equine market. As it is massaged in, the formula will dissolve mineral and chemical buildup deposited by water. After rinsing, the hair will be left in an ultra-clean, almost virgin state.
That's awesome stuff, Karen. The stuff is amazing. They're even using it on people, Karen.
Yes, they are. Yes.
So it's amazing stuff. Wonderful. Get it. It's long-lasting. It's fantastic stuff. So thank you so much, Cowboy Magic. We're sure to appreciate it. You have the best products. And
love them.
We're just so happy to be on your squad. So thanks a lot, Cowboy Magic. What did you get this time from our good friends at Fairfax and Favor?
I got the Monaco Wedges in the navy blue suede and also the British Equestrian Tassels.
Yep. Yeah, very cool. So somebody did a really good job of picking this stuff out for you.
I think so.
What's really cool is the wedges have like an embossed Fairfax and Favor on the toe of the shoe, on top of the shoe. And then they have
the little tassel on the back.
Very little, mini little Fairfax and Favor tassel on the back, which makes it a very, very cute detail. How comfortable are they, Karen?
You wear so them? Comfortable.
Really? Because I know you are funny with your shoes.
I know, I am.
And I always worry about getting your shoes, but especially cute shoes, because for some reason they seem to hurt the most. But
I love them. They're perfect.
You love them?
Perfect.
Super, super. The tassels, they're British Equestrian.
Mm-hmm.
Red.
And blue.
And blue. So like blue on one side, red on the other. So you got a cool little contrast on the boot. So
can't wait to put them on my Regina boots.
Yeah.
One bit.
Yeah. So fantastic. So listen, go to fairfaxandfavorite.com. Triple Crown Feed.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Triple Crown. Big fans of Triple Crown Feed. They have tons of great products out there,
mm-hmm.
Premium stuff. Karen, what do you got to say over there?
So Triple Crown has formulas that are tailored to your horse's unique needs and help support immunity and gut health. Find your local Triple Crown Feed dealer by going to triplecrownfeed.com.
Triplecrownfeed.com. That's a little bit of a tongue twister.
It is.
Triplecrownfeed.com. They have a great feed locator. They have a great feed comparison tool on their website. I encourage everyone to get over there, check out Triple Crown Feed's website, check out the different products, check out what makes them so special, and give them a shot, right, Karen?
Oh, yeah.
Support the people to support the show. Trish Scott's got us covered, and she can cover you. Trish is on with us to talk about equine mortality and medical coverages, which there's a lot of changes, Trish. So tell us, what's going on in the industry right now, and how can you help people?
Yeah, there's a lot of changes going on in the equine mortality medical coverage right now, and I just wanted to put the word out there that we don't have to be afraid. Changes are coming, but I can certainly take care of whatever questions, concerns, our vendors have. Right now, the biggest one is Great American is not offering any medical coverage to any renewals or new business. And the thing is with our ventures, they're one of the top three rated horses for mortality. So it's a very unique breed of animal, very unique training. So we need to make sure that your policy is covered. I have access to some of the top rated carriers right now. They are all offering full mortality, medical, surgical, any coverage is needed for our ventures. Don't worry about it. Just give me a call. I'd be more than happy to walk through your current policy and make sure that your renewal is covering your horse. Not a problem. Just give me a call. I'm always available. 484-319-8923.
The Rain Turtle by Turtleneck, the best rain sheet on the market, Karen.
The best. It comes in a 1, 2, and a 3-piece with a 3-year waterproof warranty. And it has a full antibacterial lining.
Yeah, fantastic. Of course, they have the stretch panels. So, Karen, if people want to learn more, learn about the Rain Turtle, the sizing, how to measure your horse up for sizing, how do people learn more and purchase the Rain Turtle by Turtleneck?
Just go to turtleneck.biz.
I'm Robbie.
And I'm Karen. And we are your hosts of the Major League Eventing Podcast. And our next guest, she's on fire.
Yeah.
She is on fire. She's a young rider, Go in Advance, 4-star. She was the 2022 USEA Young Rider of the Year. And she's part of the 2023 Emerging Athlete Program. Welcome to the show, Cassie Sanger.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah. So, like I said, you are on fire. You're doing
very
so,
big resume for yeah. being so young.
Yeah, I know. Goodness.
Thank you.
So, before we get into all that, Cassie, can you tell us where you're coming to us from?
Yeah. So, right now, I'm at home in Lakeville, Connecticut. And my horses are currently in Ocala, Florida, but I am at school. I'm a senior in high school. So, I'm doing that this week.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. We'll get into that. Yes. We're going to get into that because I got yeah. questions about that.
Yeah, no, it's confusing. It's a lot of moving parts.
It sure is. Oh my goodness. All right. So before we get into all that, Cassie, can you take us back and tell us how you got your start in riding and then into eventing?
Yeah. So when I was little, I tried every single sport, and I have an older brother, and he is really good at all the mainstream sports that a lot of kids play in school, and I just hated them all, and I wasn't good at any of them either. And on kind of both sides of my family, like my mom's side, she used to ride, and a couple of my cousins on my dad's side ride horses as well, and so it was kind of like this last resort option. My parents, they really wanted me to pick something up so I could start enjoying a sport. And so I started riding lessons at a barn called Riga Meadow with a coach, Linda Bushnell, who is amazing. And I still keep in touch with her today. And I started when I was like 7 to 8 years old, I think. And so I started riding, having weekly lessons, and then transitioned into Pony Club, which was eventing based. So that's how I started eventing. And I never really had that much of an interest in anything else other than eventing. Yeah. And I think I did my first recognized event when I was about 11.
Okay. Did you have your own horses at that point, or did you just use lesson horses?
So I think when I was about 9 years old, I got a lease on my first pony, Echo, and I did like intro level events on him for a couple years. And then we bought my first pony, who was awful. She was so nasty and mean. Her name was Truffle, or Cruella DeVille, as we called her. That was her show name. And so that she was the one I went beginner novice on. And then once I went beginner novice on her, I was 12, and then I quickly transitioned to riding with Dara Alexander, who I had been with for 6 years.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
So how far in Pony Club did you get?
Not that far. I think I got to like D3 or C1. I found it to be too much like schoolwork for me. I just liked the like chaotic, like freestyle, like whatever. So I learned a ton and I did love it, but I didn't love like the exam part.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Understood.
Understood.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the whole shows is literally just called Quiz. You know, you got Quiz Rally.
Yeah. No, I was not good under pressure like that.
So, okay. So you were with Dara. Now, are you still with Dara?
No. So once I had Truffle, then one day she did her suspensory, and we were looking around in the area, like the Millbrook, New York, Connecticut area, for a pony for me to lease while Truffle was out. And we our vet, Mish Ferraro, came across. She works also with Dara, and she had a crazy pony, the Ultraviolet, who I ended up riding for like 4 years. So I naturally just like shifted over to riding with Dara when I was 12. And then, I rode with her up until like January this year. And I'm now riding with Leslie Law.
Yeah, cool. And I did see, and I didn't realize this until today. I remember the name, and this was one of my favorite horses. You started competing Danger Mouse at one point.
Yes. Love Mouse.
Yeah. So at what point how did that happen? Because that was Caroline's, he was going 5-star, right? Or did he?
She took him to Kentucky, and I don't think she went cross country for like different reasons, but yeah, he went 4-star long quite a few times. In the middle of riding with Dara, I think it was like 3 years ago now, but I had Violet and another horse, Born Ready, who I loved, but he always was like, his soundness was a bit of an issue. Now it's not. It's much like he did a check ligament. And so while I had him, so that took him out for me for quite a few months, years, et cetera. So then I ended up getting Danger Mouse, which was so much fun. And our lease ended at the end of last year, but he was incredible. And I took him to just so many prelim events, and it was so much fun to learn from him and to ride him. Cool. And so grateful to Caroline for letting me have that opportunity, because she loved him so much. And he's such a sweet horse.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, what a great horse to.
Yeah, he was a cool one to watch.
To learn. Yeah. On. That's really cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, he was so much fun to ride.
I bet.
For sure. So, I mean, I guess that kind of, you know, in your very condensed kind of riding career here, I guess that kind of also brings us to today a little bit. So back in November, you were announced to the 2023 Emerging Athlete Program. Take us through, you know, kind of the application process with that. And, you know, you guys also just had camp down in Ocala about 2 months ago now, give or take.
Yeah. So I was on it. 2022 as well. So I had experience from like that application and the assessment process. So yeah, right after Maryland, I had already put in an application, and it just was laying out kind of your plans, your goals, which horses you're currently riding, and kind of what you want to get out of the program. And so yeah, once we got to the assessment, I was able to catch ride one of Leslie's old horses that Ben Noonan was riding at the time. His name was Colby, which was so much fun. And so yeah, I did the assessment. I did flat in the morning and then show jumped in the afternoon. And then yeah, camp was a ton of fun. It was 4 really long days, but it was a really nice opportunity to get to know everyone on the team better. The first year I was on it, they didn't do that. And I wish they did, because it was really fun to get to like put names to faces and actually meet everyone, because at shows you're so busy, you don't have time to like catch up with each other. So it was really great for that. And we did a ton of riding and watching. And yeah, I feel like we learned a lot that week.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, Leslie Law, he's amazing.
He's
he
great.
Is so good with the young riders. And it's just so refreshing and so much fun watching him teach and, you know, treating these kids. I mean, kids to me,
right.
You know, treat them with so much respect. You know, here he is, Olympic gold medalist, and, you know, he's treating you guys like you're an equal to him. And, you know, he's not talking down to you. He's just talking to you. And explaining things so well, and he's just an awesome guy. He's perfect for this job.
Yeah, he really is. I love riding with him and everything he has to tell us. We always like hang on to every last word he says. We're like, tell us more.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, so you did bring up Fair Hill. You made your 3-star long debut at the Maryland 5-star, but the 3-star long.
Yeah.
Couldn't have made it any more difficult for your first one, I'm sure.
And so tell us that experience. I mean, you ended up finishing third overall and was the top young rider. So can you take us through that?
Yeah. So I had, like, in the beginning of the year, I really wanted to just do Fair Hills, like the only thing that in the world that mattered to me. And my coach, Dara, when I told her my grand plan, she was like, yeah, we'll see. She wasn't like too sure. Because I had the horse I was on at that point that I was third on, Fernhill Zorro. I had been riding him. I've only been riding him now for a little over a year. So I didn't know him too well, but he had been in the barn for 7 years. So my Dara knew him really well, but she thought there could be a possibility. So yeah, our season kind of kept going the way we had hoped. And she was then gave me the okay to go to enter for Fair Hill. That'll be like my favorite week forever. It was so much fun and really exciting. I did not expect to do as well as I did. And yeah, it was so much fun.
Yeah. So you brought up Fernhill Zorro and you also have Redfield Fire?
Fire. Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about both of them?
Yeah. So I've had Redfield Fire. I got him from Caroline Martin as well. And so I've had him since I was 15. So I've had him for almost 3 years now. And he had done like one event over in the Netherlands. So I've basically had him since the beginning of his eventing career, which has been so much fun to produce a horse. He's kind of the first one I've ever done that with. So yeah, he has the funniest personality ever. He's really mean in the barn, like not actually mean, but he makes nasty faces at everyone, which is pretty funny. We always are laughing at him, which he does not appreciate. But then when you ride him, he's like the sweetest horse and tries really hard. Cross country is his thing. I think he finds dressage and show jumping a little bit difficult, especially for his body type. He has like the longest legs, so it can be hard in those two phases, but riding him cross country is so much fun. And yeah, so I've had him and we've just been moving up the levels as he's been ready. And he also ended up going to Fair Hill last year in the three long, which was a bit of a stretch, but he did it. He was really good there. And we're just working on our show jumping these days, trying to get it better. But nothing beats riding him cross country. He's so much fun. And then Fernhill Zorro, I got him in December of 2021, or kind of started the ride on him. A previous young rider that worked with Dara, she's like a big sister to me. Alice Roosevelt had him for, I think, 6 or 7 years. And he was her young rider's horse, took her from prelim to advanced. And she would not part with it. She moved on and kind of did the whole college thing. And she's now a senior in college, but there was no way she was going to sell him because she loves him so much. So I kind of just worked out that I didn't really need another horse at the time, my parents say. So he just like fell into our lap and we kind of couldn't say no to that opportunity. And yeah, I'm so grateful that she's let me ride him because he's one in a million.
Yeah. Yeah. I have actually, I met Alice and Zorro a couple years ago. Alice was on the under 18.
And yeah, she was.
Yeah. My other son, Joe, he was on it. So we kind of got to know her, you know, really nice girl and really nice horse too.
Yeah.
And how old is he?
He is 15 this year.
Oh, okay. So he's still got plenty in a tank.
Yeah. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yes. So you said, now you're in Connecticut right now, mm-hmm. and your horses are in Ocala. So can you tell us how does that work? Because didn't you just recently compete?
I was at Terra Nova.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think this, so before my horses have moved to Leslie, it was easy because the barn Dara's barn is only like 30 minutes from my house up in Connecticut. So that was easy. I just go back and forth. But now, yeah, since the beginning of January, I think I've taken about 18 plane rides, like back and forth from Florida doing school. Cause I go to boarding school, but I'm a day student. So there's a ton of obligation. So I can't really like take out chunks and like chunks of like a month and miss it. So I have to go back and forth. But yeah, so they're in Florida now. And the laws take amazing care of them and ride them, keep them in shape. And I come and go as much as I can. And then before events, I try and ride like for a while so that it's, you know, I'm not too rusty or anything. But I did have a really long spring break. So I was down there for about a month for just full time and was able to ride every day.
Very cool.
Very cool. So, you know, you're obviously still in school now. Is there any college plans, you know, once you graduate?
Yeah. So I'm going to Richmond next year, which I'm really excited about. I have now thought I might be a little bit crazy trying to do both, but I've made like both school and horses work, but I think it's ambitious, but I think I'll hopefully be able to do it the next 4 years.
Oh yeah, you could do it.
There's plenty of people that do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I know Alyssa Phillips, we interviewed her and she talked about that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's definitely been a ton of people that have. So my parents are super supportive. So I think it'll all work out.
Yeah. Definitely need supportive parents to work that out. And what were you going to go to college for?
I kind of undecided. I probably something in business, but I'm also really interested in psychology. So just deciding between the two, I'll probably figure it out once I get there and take different classes.
Okay. And do you, after college, then what? Are you going to like start your own business or, you know, go ride horses part-time, but work, you know, what's your plan after that?
I'll have to see like where I'm at with it. I know I want, like, I would like a string of horses in my future, upper level and ones that I can bring along and produce. So whether or not I do it completely full-time or have kind of a side job, I'm not sure yet. I think I'll have to see kind of how I feel about it then and how the whole college process and balancing the two have gone. So yeah, I know that I'll want to be like a professional rider, but whether or not it's like full on or if it's a little scaled back, might have to figure that out.
Hey, you got some time.
I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do. You have plenty of time. Now also I did look, I mean, you're on the overall USCA leaderboard. You're in the top 10. You got some real
I didn't know that.
Like, you know, Liz, I think it's Liz, she's in the lead. And then you got Tammy. You got a really good company there. And there, and then there's Cassie right there. Yeah. And it's like, oh my goodness, check her out.
Yeah, it's cool to, you know, be around those top professionals a lot, especially now moving up to like the advanced four-star level, being around them even that much more, whether it's in the warm-up or anything like that. You can always learn something. So that's been a really fun piece of this year as well. And past years too.
Yeah. Now, have you done a four-star long yet? Or just
no. So I just did my first four-star short at Terra Nova like 2 weeks ago.
Okay. All right. So what's the plan after this?
So because I'm graduating this spring, I'm trying to like also get through my senior spring a little bit. So I think I'll run both horses at a horse trials. They're actually coming up north in about 2 weeks, I think, before Kentucky, because Leslie will be pretty busy for that. So they're coming up north to Caitlin Silliman's because we're actually moving down to that area. There's a lot of moving pieces for our family right now. But yeah, once I graduate, we're moving down to the Pennsylvania, Delaware area. So they're going to be based with Caitlin. And the plan is to run them at Plantation or Fairhill Horse Trials in May, and then probably Bromont for both.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. Caitlin, she's fantastic. And so you'll be near us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm super excited about moving down there.
Yeah. And have you, well, I mean, I guess you have been in the area for Fair Hill, but have you ever like stayed in the area for a long period of time?
Probably not without horses. Some of my dad's family's from Delaware, because we're actually moving to Wilmington. Okay. So right over the border. So really only for that, but I would say like last fall is Fair Hill. I spent a week down there. So that was probably the most amount of time.
Okay. Yeah. There's plenty to do in the area.
Yep.
Yeah.
Plenty to do. And you're not far from the beach either.
Yeah. So that'll be nice.
Probably about 2 hours tops, depending on which beach you go to. So you'll have plenty.
Yeah.
Get here in the summertime and
yeah, it'll be fun.
And the fall's really pretty too. And then wintertime, you'll probably be down south. So
yeah, back in Florida.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. So moving along, Cassie, we are going to play Quick Fire Questions. Okay. And Quick Fire Questions is brought to you by Red and Goat Equestrian. Get your all-weather outerwear by going to redandgoatequestrian.com. All right, so it's 5 questions. Don't have to be quick, but we will have strict grading at the end. So pressure's on because you're still in school. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Favorite rider growing up?
I think that would be probably Jimmy Schramm. I was really into what was their old TV show?
Avention TV.
That was my thing. I loved watching that.
Robbie was in it.
Yep.
He was in two episodes.
Yeah, I was working soon for Dom and Jimmy, 2013, I think it was.
Yeah, so, something like that. So it was a long time ago. It was the trailering.
Yeah, learning on a trailer.
Yeah.
I can't remember the other one.
Might have just been
the barn tour one.
But. Yeah, maybe the barn. Yeah, I don't know. But,
I loved those videos.
They were great.
They were great.
Wish they would bring them back, but I know it was a lot of work for them.
It was a lot.
Yeah. But, Jimmy's awesome. We love Jimmy.
Yeah.
And Dom, too, but. Can't leave Dom out, but. Jimmy's definitely got a special place in our heart. All right. If eventing was not an option, what other riding discipline would you want to try?
I would do show jumping.
Fun one.
That's a fun one. Yeah. 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 Yep.
Yeah.
How about a non-English discipline?
Oh, okay. I think I would regret doing it, but maybe like the endurance thing, because what my Alice, who used to have Zorro, she's doing the Mongolian Derby this summer, and I'm kind of jealous. Like, I don't know if I'll actually be jealous because it seems like a lot, but it does look kind of fun and a cool way to see like the world. So,
yeah. Oh my god,
that would be I don't know. I'm wishing her luck. I don't. A lot of hours in the saddle. But
yes, lots of hours.
We actually just interviewed Julie Wolfert. She did that last year?
Oh, did she?
When
was it? Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah, 2022. Yeah. Listen to her interview. And
I will.
And you'll hear the whole story. They get lost.
Oh. Probably a couple times.
And hearing about, they have to stay in the, what did she call them? They're tents, but not really.
Yeah, I can't remember what they're actually called.
But you have to make sure you take like little things like cigarettes and, little trinkets to give to the Mongolian people So they will feed you or give you water.
Oh my God.
Give you a place to stay for the night.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, that it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how there's like random holes. So like the horses are running and then, you know, like they could fall in a hole, you know?
Yeah.
And then you fall off and then your horse takes off and then you're stuck without anything.
Ugh.
So
yeah, there seems like there's a lot of moving pieces in that realm, but it does seem like it does seem cool.
It seems cool. It seems like a lot of fun, but would I do it? Probably not.
Yeah.
I'll live through someone else doing it. So.
Yeah.
Stella, just strap a GoPro on and we'll watch afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Do you have any good luck rituals or superstitions before you go out cross country?
I have a lot. Some of them are like, so I have a certain necklace that has one of the names of my horses on it, Born Ready, or Red as we call him. So I have to wear that the entire time I'm competing. Yeah, so that's like the big one. And then I have a couple lucky socks. So on dressage day, I wear these turquoise socks with, they're really ugly now and they're super torn up. So I don't know what I'm going to do in like about 6 months because they're going to be completely toast. But yeah, I have to wear those dressage day. And then I wear these, I don't know how they became lucky. I think I had a really good cross country ride like the first time I wore them. And they're just short, like, American flag socks. So I have to wear those going cross country. And now I have a superstition that one of my show goats is lucky, which is also really random. All of mine are random.
Hey, if it works.
Yeah, if it works. I mean, obviously it is working. So we need to figure out the sock situation.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen once they go, but maybe I'll get like the same pair again.
Keeps, you know, start sewing them.
Yeah, like it's so bad I have to wear like a pair of socks underneath them, but like I refuse to not wear them.
Well, maybe the socks underneath them become your lucky socks.
Yeah, true. We'll just have a rotation.
There you go. All right. Do you have any hobbies outside of horses?
Not really. When I'm not riding, I pretty much just hanging out with friends from school. But over COVID, like the whole quarantine period, I did get really into painting. So I don't know, probably something artsy, like would be a hobby.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. That's a good thing to be into.
Yeah.
That's really cool. All right. So last question. If you could ride any horse, past, present, or fiction, who would it be?
Probably My Bomb would be my pick. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a real good one.
Very good one.
Very good horse.
Yeah.
Very good one. All right. What do you think?
Straight A's.
There you go.
Straight A's for finals.
Yay. Yay.
Graduating early, so.
I wish.
Awesome. So, you've obviously have done a whole lot and pretty much accomplished a whole bunch and you're still not even done with school yet. But do you have any advice for, you know, anyone else in your position or like your age group or even younger that are hoping to get to where you are?
Yeah, I would say like finding a coach and like a program that you really believe in is something that's super important. Like not every day is going to be easy, but the 6 years I spent with Dara, I think are super influential in kind of where I am or where she got me to and where I am now since being with Leslie. You know, I found that kind of not bouncing around has really helped me, and kind of day in, day out going with like the same thought process and the same, obviously it changes because every horse is different, every day they're different, but to just the repetition and really trusting the coach you have and their eyes on the ground. And sometimes when you're riding, it doesn't always feel that great, but if you just trust that it's going to get better and that it just takes time is, I think, really important.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good advice.
Yeah.
Very good.
And, you know, we always like to try to give everyone a spotlight here. Now, do you have any sponsors or supporters that you'd like to shout out today?
Yeah, so I have been lucky this year. I've gotten sponsored by Arion Horseport Tack and also Revitavet from the 2022 Young Rider of the Year Award. They sponsor that. So it's been great to, you know, being young and kind of starting to expand into kind of this whole career. It's been really exciting to have, like, to be able to say you have a sponsor, I think is really cool. And I'm super grateful to them for offering me those opportunities. And also VR Equestrian Athletics has been another company that has been really supportive over the past year. And it's been super fun getting to work with them. And yeah, love all of their product.
Very cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah, very good. All right. So final question, how do our listeners follow along, follow your journey and keep up to date with you?
I would probably say through my Instagram, which is Casey Sanger Eventing. That's where I post the most. But yeah.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Very cool. Well, Cassie, it was so nice getting to know you. And hopefully when you're in our area, we can, you know, we'll see you around and get to meet you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Please like and follow Major League Eventing on Facebook and Instagram. And join the Major League Eventers group on Facebook.